Welcome to Revival for Mission. When the COVID-19 pandemic first started to close everything down, Seventh-day Adventists were wondering how they could help the world, how they could help individuals who were in that crisis. Right here on Revival for Mission, we'll talk to Jennifer Stymiest from the General Conference Communications Department of the World Church. What idea did she have that would absolutely impact people's lives as they were locked in their homes? Right here on Revival for Mission. Welcome. Elder Wilson, let's talk about prayer. How do you know that prayer makes a difference?
Interestingly, I saw it rewarded and answered today. In fact, many times you will notice that your prayer, your petition to God is answered. Maybe not immediately, but eventually. God helps you to process things, understand things. Prayer is so vital to our connection to God, and it is a beautiful way in which, as a favorite author has said, opening the heart as to a friend. Being able to just share in a very positive way, and even a negative way, if that's what you're facing, so that truly you can see a difference in how not only God responds, but how you respond to God, and a softening of your own personal demeanor and personality because you're talking to the sovereign God.
We usually talk about prayer in the context of asking. We're going to pray for this. We're going to pray for that. It's always asking. But there is a thanksgiving aspect of prayer that is also very transformative.
Totally.
As you thank God for the things that He has done, who He is, etc. Do you experience that in your personal prayer life?
Oh, and, you know, even, let's say, even after preaching a sermon, before I preach, almost invariably, I say, Lord, use me and let the words be yours. When the sermon is accomplished, and you know you've touched some lives, not through yourself, I will thank God. But sometimes it takes me a while. You know, you're involved with all, and then you remember, thank you, God. We need to be involved in thanking God so much more.
Well, why don't you share some thoughts of Scripture about prayer?
Friends, one of the most beautiful passages regarding prayer is found in the wonderful little book, Steps to Christ. The inspired author writes, prayer is the key in the hand of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse, where are treasured the boundless resources of omnipotence. What a thought this is. Through prayer, we are connected with the King of the universe and can unlock the treasures of heaven. This treasure is greater, richer than all of the gold existing in the world today. And yet, how often do we think that we are too busy to pray, or that perhaps God isn't interested in our prayers? But this is far from the truth. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, we are urged to cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Today, I encourage you to reach out to God in prayer. Tell Him your joys, your sorrows. Share with Him all that is on your heart. He's waiting just now to pour out the treasures of heaven on your behalf.
My brother's unexpected death shocked me into changing my life. A friend of mine said, why don't you do a triathlon? So I swam and rode and ran until I discovered life is more than just human strength. I race because my health matters. I believe because my faith matters. I'm Ed, I'm a Christian. I am an Ironman, and I've discovered my whole life matters.
Welcome back to Revival for Mission. We're here with Jennifer Stymus, who had a brilliant idea that is turned into a project that is really going to help and has helped many people in the past. Jennifer, tell us about this idea.
Sure. So the communication department of the Seventh-day Adventist Church had been working on a way to reach people digitally through social media platforms like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. And then when the COVID-19 pandemic sort of put us all at a social distance, meaning we were working from home, we were worshiping from school home, we're going to school from home, we thought, how can we reach people now? We have to kind of speed up this process a little bit. And so we looked at it and we said, okay, well, we're going to start targeting people through a prayer warrior app to find out how we can pray for people digitally. We're going to take the situation where we have to be separate, and we're going to use it in a way for us to pray for people.
Fantastic. Now, you know, the Lord puts ideas in people's heads, you know, and praise God, it's a collaborative effort, this prayer app and all of that. But praise the Lord for the way He used you to kind of spur this thing on. But I want to know, you know, prayer. We all need to be engaged in prayer, personal prayer all the time. Talking to the Lord even while we're recording something in a studio or whatever. But, you know, here's a person who's facing a challenge. Maybe they don't have a lot of people to talk to or even to share this with or even to pray with. I mean, it is important to pray together. Tell me how this prayer app, which is a technological approach, is going to help somebody. What's the purpose of this in really touching the lives of somebody who really needs some help?
Yeah, so that's a great question. If we have ways through technology now of targeting people, and I don't like to use that word, but like to look for people who maybe are in the hospital or in schools or on Facebook and who are struggling. And so through our ads, we can say, are you going through a hard time? Are you struggling with something? Can we pray for you? The Seventh-day Adventist Church would love to pray for you. And so then somebody can click on that ad, and that in real time will go to an Adventist member who has signed up to be a prayer warrior through this app. So they can say, you know what, I feel convicted, and it can be somebody in their home. You know, if you're retired and you don't know how to get out or you don't know what to do, you can be a prayer warrior.
So this is a real personal touch.
Yes, it's a personal touch. And so they say, okay, I heard you need prayer. What can I pray for you for? And then the person can say, you know what, my husband is sick, or I'm really scared because I am immunity challenged, or I have this thing I'm going through. And the person can, okay, I'm praying for you. But it's not just something they say. Then the Adventist can then record their prayer through the prayer app. Dear Jesus, please be with this person, and send it to them. And so that they can hear the Adventist praying for them in real time and keep that with them.
Their own name included in this prayer. And I mean, that really can touch a heart.
The specific thing that they need prayer for, we are praying for them for. And not just that, but then their plans, and we can follow up with them.
Because that's the beginning of the relationship, right, that you establish.
Right.
But then the week after, you follow up with them again. And then the week after, again. And you build this long-term relationship.
Because it's about relationships, right? That's how we witness, through relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do that around the world, but we can do that digitally now. And it's so exciting to us.
And in relationship to this pandemic, obviously people are anxious. They're not sure what the future will hold. No one knows how this thing will continue to play out. We've seen unprecedented decisions by different countries and organizations.
Right.
And the crisis has come. You know, there's no other way to put it. And this anxiety, there is no one else to talk to. There's no pastoral care.
Right.
So that's where every one of our members, in their language, can allow the Holy Spirit to use them to pray for someone else and have that person listen to that prayer as many times as they need and build this relationship, having somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and I think our members are really excited about it as well. We actually, Sam has come on to Adventist News Network, our video program that we do weekly, and he's, you know, do you want to be a prayer warrior? And we are getting so much response for this one thing.
Beautiful.
You know, sometimes you put something out and you don't know if anyone's watching, but people are saying, yes, I want to be a prayer warrior.
Amen.
I want to pray for people in my church, because I think that we want so badly to be involved and we want to help people. And we just, sometimes we don't know how to do it. And this is something that we can do on our lunch breaks. As we're at work, we can sign up to be a prayer warrior during our lunch breaks or in the evenings, you know, for 2 or 3 hours a day even. This is a way we can touch someone and develop a relationship with them, even if they're not right next to us.
So these kinds of approaches for people who are really in need is really putting individuals who want to be of service, they want to pray for people, putting them in touch with real life requests, regardless of what crisis they're facing. I mean, there are all kinds of crises around the world, and people are needing that kind of connection. And how would somebody go about signing up for this kind of thing and finding out about it and all that kind of thing? I mean, I know it's still kind of in development or something, but our viewers are going to say, hey, sign me up. I want to be part of it. And you've said already that in response to what perhaps you have said on in other platforms, hey, yeah, I want to be a prayer warrior. I want to be part of praying for people and interacting, and then beyond that, and maybe we can get into it, following up.
Yeah. So people can sign up or find information about it on revivalformission.tv. There will be a sign up probably through the app that is going to be developed by the time this airs. We'll be ready to go with that. And they can always email us at the Adventist Church's email address. And so that we can be in contact with them and sign them up in the best way that we can do that.
This long-term relationship that you're building with people, the next step for them, the first step is somebody cares for you and they believe God can make a difference in your life and God is there, you know, next to you at the moment. That's essentially what the prayer is. And God can deliver you for whatever, from whatever crisis you're in. The next step is for them to have an encounter with God's word. As Adventists, we help people understand the Bible, right? So as the relationship develops, we want to lead them to get to know more about Jesus through Scripture. And then a visit, either they receive a visit or they come to an Adventist church, whenever that's all normalized. But eventually is that incredible moment when people decide to give their lives to Christ completely and accept His salvation and His forgiveness. And that happens through baptism. And we've been seeing how technology can help people have this encounter with God. But technology is dead. It's just the tools. It's what you were saying earlier, Elder Wilson. It's real people on one end meeting real people on the other end. And that's digital. It's not a virtual project where they're interacting with a computer, right?
No.
It's a digital project. Real people meeting the needs and helping and connecting with and having compassion for real people on both ends.
I think that's what's so important and so special about this campaign, and I haven't seen it very often before, is that when you're scared or you're going through a crisis, you don't want a pat reply or a digital or virtual reply, right? You don't want to just something that everybody gets, you know, we'll get back to you or we're praying for you. Even if I meet you in the hallway and I tell you that something I'm scared about, I don't want to just hear, okay, I'm praying for you, you know, but this is something that they can hear personally, that someone is praying for them and that they are continuing to pray with them. They're continuing to follow up and pray with them. I think that is so special and meaningful to people.
When you are in a local church and all the Seventh-day Adventists and other Christians that are listening to this program, they attend or they are connected to a local church. There is only so much you can do to run a local church. You know, 25, 30 people perhaps, that's probably enough for most churches. And the other, let's say it's a church of 100, the other 70, 80 people, they don't do much, if anything.
Yeah, they just kind of watch.
They kind of watch.
It's not good.
They're spectators.
They need to be part of total member involvement. Everybody is a part of it.
And it's not that we have less need now. It's just that connection with the need is very difficult to achieve.
Yeah.
Because people no longer go and tell each other at work. They don't tell each other about their problems anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, when people used to live in villages, right? You would know when the baker was in trouble or when the farmer's son had an accident and he needed help. You know, the village would know and they would come in and help. But then we all moved to the cities and we don't know who lives next to us. And if we do know them, they don't share their needs with us. So it's almost tragic that the church has never been more able to help and has never been more blind to the need of individual people that is next to them. You know, as a local church pastor, it's always, I think every local church, but their job is to get people involved. That's their number one goal.
Sure.
But then when you look for projects where people can turn up and help, put on some jeans and go help, there aren't that many. And there aren't that many people that need it, especially in Western cities. In other places, it may be easier. Projects like this, Jennifer, help our own members to find purpose in being close to the mission God has given us.
Yeah. And I think, too, we're busier than ever. You know, we're running around, I mean, a little bit less these days, but we're busier than ever. And this allows us to be as involved as we need to be. So, like, if I only have an hour a day to pray for someone, then I don't need to sign up for 200 people that I'm praying for, but maybe I develop that relationship with just one or two. Mm-hmm. So we can still develop that connection, but we do it in a way that it allows me to do it even within my busy lifetime, my lifestyle, and from anywhere.
Go ahead with that, Sam, because I got a question for both of you, but whatever else you'd like to follow up on.
It's just a funny question. How many meetings do people need to go through to help in this ministry?
How many meetings?
Yes.
Training.
Oh, my goodness.
No, the question was meetings.
Yeah.
Meetings.
And it's
okay.
A funny question because usually when we ask people to serve in any capacity,
they have
8 hours of meeting to 1 hour of ministry.
Yeah.
And that takes away all motivation. So as far as I understand, there are no meetings involved in this project.
But there might be training.
There will be training. So it's a very quick training.
Yeah.
We're trying to help a normal person that is used to technology to be trained in 3 minutes.
Beautiful.
Only 3 minutes, and that should be sufficient. Mm. We are, however, allowing for people that are not used to technology up to 90 minutes of training. We considered asking their grandchildren to help them, but but up to 90 minutes of training. But a regular person, only 3 minutes, because it has to be easy. If you're spending most of your time training or being in meetings planning, you're not ministering. Yeah. And God calls us to minister. So you had a question.
Well, I want to explore just a little bit away from the specific prayer app, because the two of you are here. You work together. You work for the World Church. You work for Communication Department. You're valued people. And let me just thank you, Jennifer, for what you do. And Sam, thank you. God is blessing both of you and your colleagues. But I want to get into a little bit of a question, because you're younger people, you know. I mean, I'm a little older than you are and all that. But you're on the cutting edge of technology. How is technology, such as the prayer app, making a difference in the way that the Seventh-day Adventist Church touches lives in realistic ways, recognizing that everybody's busy, as you said, and people are, I mean, you know, we've got these smartphones, and people are glued to them. They're glued to their laptops and all that. How can we arrest their attention to get into something of eternal value, so that eventually they're going to find Bible truth? I mean, I know I'm deviating a little bit from the prayer app, but we'll get back to that before we close. But I want to hear from the two of you. You're a dynamic part of this.
The prayer app is part of a digital evangelism initiative. And it's a very important part of that larger initiative. And a key element of this digital evangelism initiative is, for the next 24 hours, 100 million people are going to Google to look for answers to their deepest questions.
100 million people.
Over 100 million people. 300,000 of them, just in the United States, every 30 days, search for 10 commandments. Hmm. They search for, 18,000, 19,000 every 30 days type on Google, God, please help me. Mm-hmm. Hmm. The people are, it's not that people are less religious, less people are going to church, but those needs are embedded in humanity and they are now searching Google instead of wherever they searched before.
Right.
So we want to create great content that addresses those needs in a way that it ranks up over the next few years to the first page of Google. So when people search for Ten Commandments, when they search for, you know, understanding the Bible, when they search for anxiety and depression and all of those questions, we want them to find solid biblical Seventh-day Adventist content on the first page of Google.
Beautiful.
In a way that helps them, in a way that presents truth to them. Because with all the plethora, all the multitudes of philosophies that are online, it's become more difficult than ever to find the truth. At one point, people had no access to information.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have so much information, they're still lost mm-hmm. in finding the truth. And we want to help them in this particular way.
And the Bible is the core.
Absolutely.
And prayer right. is the core.
It is. And I mean, as you sort of mentioned, we have more access to people than ever before. I mean, you did a recent sermon about COVID-19, and without leaving Silver Spring, you've reached thousands of people through Facebook. So we have this opportunity right now to reach people in such big ways. And then if we can just take our content and make it available for people to find very quickly and easily, goodness. I mean, the possibilities really are endless. I mean, we're finding it overwhelming and very exciting how quickly we can reach people and with what content we can reach them with. And creating that content and that sort of process has been just such a blessing, I think, for all of us.
Jennifer, I work with you every day almost. I wish I could say it's just during the week, but we're constantly exchanging emails all the time.
I know.
We're very thankful that you came today to tell us about this mm-hmm. initiative that we've been working on for a while. If you're at home and you would like to take part in this, just visit revivalformission.tv. All the information will be there, the link, so you can sign up. And you too can become a prayer warrior. You too can become a digital disciple and help us to reach people that are in need of Jesus right now, today. But before we get to that, whilst you're looking for that web browser to find more information, don't go away. We'll be back with some questions and final thoughts in a few moments.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
Welcome back to Revival for Mission. We're talking about prayer in this program. And now I have a question for you, Elder Wilson. What difference does it make to someone's life having somebody pray for them?
There's an absolute amazing change that takes place in a person's heart when they know that somebody is praying for them by name, that this prayer is ascending to the throne room of heaven, petitioning God on their behalf. I mean, I pray for people in hallways. I pray for people when I see them in the office before we have meetings. Many times we pray. And I pray for dignitaries, for people that I meet. It's amazing how people respond when you pray for them by name and specific things which are really heavy on their hearts. It's not some kind of fairy tale, some kind of ethereal thing, and well, what difference does it make? It's really important to pray for other people, and God hears those prayers. He will answer us in an even more powerful way because we are petitioning Him, and He loves to answer those beautiful prayers. So keep praying.
There are some people that portray that prayer are for those that are weak, but you've prayed with some heads of state. You've prayed for them and their families. Do they react differently? How is that experience?
Invariably, almost completely. When you pray for someone who is a very influential, powerful person, there's a silence, there's a kind of a humbling effect, and they're just so thankful, they're so appreciative. And in fact, I would encourage lots of people to pray for your friends and others and those that you don't normally pray for. Someone you meet and the Holy Spirit just impresses you, pray for that person, because it softens a person's heart and increases the potential for their relationship with Jesus.
Even if they don't know they're being prayed for, that has a profound effect in their lives. Elder Wilson, why don't you share some final thoughts about prayer?
Friends, I hope you'll become involved in this wonderful new prayer ministry that we've just heard about. Just go to revivalformission.tv to learn more, and we'll see you next time right here on Revival for Mission.